Musical America's 2012 Musicians of the Year, cellist David Finkel and pianist Wu Han, rank among the most esteemed and influential classical musicians in the world today. The talent, energy, imagination, and dedication they bring to their multifaceted endeavors as concert performers, recording artists, educators, artistic administrators, and cultural entrepreneurs go unmatched. While serving as artistic directors of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center and their program at SPAC, their duo performances have garnered superlatives from the press, public, and presenters alike. They'll be part of the Philadelphia Orchestra's finale at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on Saturday night in a program of Tchaikovsky, Brahms, and Beethoven. And it's a great pleasure to welcome David Finkel and Wu Han to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being here. A great pleasure to have you both on the program.
Well, thank you for having us. Pleasure.
Lovely to have you both on the program. Give us a sense of what the season has been like so far in Saratoga.
It has been unbelievable. We had record number of audience attendance. We have just the warmest welcome from everyone. I love shopping in the vegetable market and then having people come by and saying hello. And the people here are just so warm and welcoming. I feel very much like part of the community here.
And David?
Yeah, it's also wonderful to be here with, you know, alongside the Philadelphia Orchestra, who are playing concerts during the week, and then we play on Sundays and Tuesdays, because we have a great camaraderie with the musicians of the orchestra, and we go to their concerts, they come to ours, we collaborate sometimes in concert together, you know, as we will on Saturday night with the orchestra, us going over there and some of them coming over here. So it's a very stimulating artistic atmosphere as well.
Before we talk about the performance on Saturday night, let's talk about the Chamber Music Society and how that came about in coming to Saratoga for so many years.
Well, I think that what attracted SPAC to us, not necessarily to me in Wuhan, but to the Chamber Society of Lincoln Center, is that Chamber Society is the oldest and most distinguished chamber music institution in the United States. It was founded in 1969 at Lincoln Center as the major constituent to represent the art form of chamber music at Lincoln Center. And while SPAC has always had some chamber music here, they've never actually embraced an entire institution to lend its name and reach to that side of their artistic programming. And I guess I just have to assume that the powers that be at SPAC took a look at CMS and what was going on there in the last 10 years or so and said maybe we should consider partnering with them. And we were very, very grateful and thrilled that they did, because now it feels very right and very much at home.
And Wu Han, as far as coming to Saratoga and having this partnership now, what has it been like in the sense of programming, of bringing the music to this area? And as David had been mentioning, of working with the musicians at the Philadelphia Orchestra and elsewhere.
Yes, we have been here now for 3 years, and we have every year breaking the record attendance of the year before, and we do feel a very strong sense of the community embracement here. It's just wonderful. Yesterday we saw the packed hall and people just standing on their feet cheering, and we invited the clarinetist from the Philadelphia Orchestra. And he just did such a fantastic knockout job for us. And so there is a great sense of excitement. The programming, what we have done, is quite adventurous, actually. I am very, very happy to see the audience recognize the adventurous and the inventiveness of the programming. Also, we have bringing in all the biggest chamber music stars into the SPAC musical world, and I think the audience recognized the artistic excellence on stage as well. So for us, it's a very satisfying project, and I am just so thrilled to be able to play for this incredible community that has such a rich history, especially the rich history coming from the residency of the Philadelphia Orchestra and the New York City Ballet. We just feel very, very proud to be another great organization that belongs to this long and distinguished history.
There will be Brahms on this program. There will be Tchaikovsky on this program. You will be performing Beethoven. Give us a sense of how you came to this particular piece, Beethoven's Triple Concerto.
Beethoven composed it during his so-called heroic period, when he was writing incredibly popular and massive and heroic style works, and this is one of them. It's unusual because it's the only real standard literature concerto for three instruments, violin, cello, piano, and with orchestral accompaniment, or orchestral participation, I should say. But it's a masterpiece, and it's a staple of the literature, and I tell you, Wuhan and I and our CMS young violinist, Benjamin Beilman, could not have been more thrilled to receive this invitation.
What is it like for the two of you to play with an orchestra such as this and to work in collaboration, especially after so much of what you do is in the chamber music setting?
Well, we do play concerto all the time as well, and that actually is our original training, is playing solo work and concertos. It just happened our world now is because the leadership in the chamber music world. But we still do play concerto quite often. The triple concerto we have played with Salt Lake Symphony, with many, many other distinguished organizations, to play with the Philadelphia Orchestra. However, it's a thrill. You guys have the best orchestra in town. That's all I can tell you. It's just they have the most distinguished sound, and coming especially from Taiwan and knowing the Far East market, the Philadelphia Orchestra in the Far East, they're superstars. So it's just so thrill. I'm so excited. And also to have an opportunity to introduce a young violinist that belongs very much to the CMS family, it's also a real treat. The whole engagement is something we look forward to whole summer. Very, very exciting.
I can tell you, I can add also that when I was a teenager, I was lucky enough to perform twice with the Philadelphia Orchestra as winner of their student competition in Philadelphia. And, you know, at that time, it was very different. It was like, you know, you compete, you win a prize, and you go collect your prize. Now, at this stage of my career, to be invited to appear again with the Philadelphia Orchestra, it's a much more of a humbling experience. And I can tell you I'm spending pretty much every waking minute in preparation to make sure I do justice to the opportunity.
Give us a sense of that preparation, of what goes into that preparation.
It's called practicing. but it's more than that. It's also, you mentioned the difference between playing with an orchestra and playing chamber music. It's also studying the score and knowing the score, because really a great symphony, It's made up the same way as a great piece of chamber music. You have to know the other parts, and with a great orchestra and a great conductor like Yannick, we certainly have the opportunity to make chamber music with him and with our friends in the orchestra on a large scale. So we're hoping for, and we know it will be, an extremely interactive, spontaneous, creative experience for all of us, and we can't wait.
Well, the event takes place on Saturday night. Triple threat in the Tchaikovsky finale. The soloist Wuhan and David Finkel, along with Benjamin Beilman, will be performing Beethoven Triple Concerto, as well as Brahms Symphony No. 2, and of course Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. David, of course, when you are done with the finale with the Philadelphia Orchestra, you will still be in town because there's still wonderful work to do with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. You have two shows, one on Sunday, one on Tuesday. Let us begin with Classical Legacy on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, well, yeah, we have our own season finale to deal with, and it's a doubleheader, the Sunday afternoon program is really sort of celebrating the classical style of music, beginning with a marvelous quintet for a string quartet and extra viola by Mozart. Then we have a very romantic Schumann sonata for violin piano, with one artist making her SPAC debut, Wu Chen, pianist. Alexander Sitkovetsky, her husband, has been here before on violin, but it'll be great to hear them together. And then we finish with a big, beautiful, exhilarating Mendelssohn quintet, one of two that he wrote for the same combination of string quartet and extra viola. And then on Tuesday night, we have our real season finale, which also, like the Philadelphia Orchestra, ends with Tchaikovsky. It's an all-Russian program featuring an unusual set of cello duos by Reinhold Gluyer, another great duo by Moskovsky for two violins and piano, Rachmaninoff, another duo for two pianos. This is his suite with Wuhan and Wu Chen, who looks like her sister, and they both share the same family name. And then we'll finish it up with the big Tchaikovsky Souvenir of Florence, one of the great barn burners in chamber music that always has everyone on their feet, and we expect a very festive end to this chamber season at SPAC.
Wuhan and David Finkel will be with the Philadelphia Orchestra on Saturday night at 8 o'clock for their finale. And then the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center at SPAC has two programs at the Spa Little Theater, one on the 21st, Sunday the 21st at 3 o'clock, Classical Legacy, and Russian Fireworks on Tuesday the 23rd at 8 p.m. You can find out information about all of those events by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Wuhan and David Finkel, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for sharing with us, and have a wonderful performance on Saturday night. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information about the Philadelphia Orchestra's finale at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center by going to their website, SPAC.org, SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.